Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Tonight's guest is best known for her Redemption's Edge trilogy of suspense novels, but Janet Sketchley has recently published A Year of Tenacity, a devotional based on the best of her devotionals from her Tenacity blog. Janet is on the phone with us tonight from her home in Halifax, Nova Scotia, to talk about A Year of Tenacity. But before we get to our interview, let's listen to The Cupbearer Forgot from Jay Calder's CD Vision. Conversation with Janet Sketchley. Good evening, Janet.
Hi, Robert.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Well, let's give our listeners a little bit of background on you. When did you start writing?
Oh, a long, long time ago. Probably 25, 30 years. Do I feel old?
Mm-hmm. So, well, what started that? How did you get started?
I had a new lady came to our church, and she wanted to start a writer's group, and I wanted to support her, but I didn't really want to take time to go out to anything like that, and my husband kind of squealed on me and said, Janet's a writer, and she kind of fixed me with the big stare and said, you must come out. So I started joining and just kept at it. They were really encouraging.
Now, when you started writing, what were some of the things that you were doing? Were you starting to look at doing novels, or were you just, you know, wanting to get thoughts down on paper?
Basically, it was the getting thoughts down on paper. I wrote personal experience essays, or I'd say devotionals, but not necessarily with like a devotional, a scripture, but just kind of spiritual insights and mm-hmm. and personal experiences. They were short. I didn't have time. I had little kids. I didn't have time for anything long, and I didn't know if I wanted where I wanted to go or what I wanted to be published in, but I didn't think that there was even a market for me in fiction.
Mm-hmm. Now, when did you, sir, as you were going along in that, who have been some of your influences as you've been developing your writing?
There have been so many. Sheila Boissonneau was the lady who invited me to the group and got me started, so I owe her a considerable amount, and my husband, Russell, for just sort of nudging me out of the nest and keep you know, you got to go do this. Plenty of people in our early group. I could go through some names, and mm-hmm. and I don't know if yeah. anyone would.
Yeah, you start doing that, you run the risk of forgetting someone.
That's my big fear. Yeah. I don't want to forget anyone.
Were there any other writers that you know, people that you had been reading for years, that you really liked and you'd hope to be able to emulate at some point in time?
Well, that's probably quite varied, because I went through a number of different stages of what I would read. But I'll look back to early people like L.M. Montgomery. I don't write anything like her style, but just the hopefulness and the characters that stayed with you. So that's always been with me. Around the time I was starting to write, I was reading a lot of Linda Hall's suspense.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can ever write like Linda Hall, I'll be doing well. There are some other people, other Christian suspense authors, Brandlyn Collins, Timothy Zahn in science fiction. Mm-hmm. If I can ever learn mm-hmm. how to make a twist ending.
Yeah.
He does.
Well, how did you end up landing in suspense and choosing that as a genre that you were going to write in?
I had an idea in my head that I just couldn't get rid of, and I kept getting a little more of it. I'd be thinking about the characters and what they might say or what might happen next, and it was kind of disturbing, and so I didn't just want to keep it in there as a daydream. So I thought, well, I'll write it. It'll mm-hmm. get out of my head.
Well, you finished the Redemption's Edge trilogy a couple of years ago. What's it been like now that you've finished with those characters and have finished those stories?
I miss them. Sometimes I'm looking back and I'm saying, oh, I wish I'd done this a little differently, or I wish I'd, you know, done this a little differently. And I do confess that I'm looking for ways that just maybe one of them might wander through my next series as a cameo appearance or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I feel better. Before the books had been published, I would hear the characters, I'd get thoughts of remembering lines of their dialogue or whatever, but it was a bit unsettled, because I knew I hadn't done a job for them. I wanted to bring them to life and bring them onto paper, and mm-hmm. it happened.
Well,
feel more settled.
Well, what was the reaction to the series from people that have read? That had read it?
I've been very pleased to hear a few comments of people where it's made a difference, at least a little bit, in their lives. In one of my books, the heroine's issue is fear. That's Secrets and Lies. And at one point, a Christian friend of hers coaches her through a prayer to deal with her fear, and one of my readers said, I prayed that prayer with Carol, and I think it's going to help me. And that was very meaningful to me, that
mm-hmm.
something that I wrote could help someone. And I've had a few other comments like that. So those are the reactions that I get that really stick with me and sort of warm my heart. The first book is, I say, very dark. So I always start off by warning people, this may be too dark for you,
mm-hmm.
too, if it is. And it's funny, you just can't guess who is going to react how. I'll warn one person, and they'll say, oh, but I read Stephen King. Oh, well, then you're not going to find my book too dark, if you can read that.
Right.
And then the next person I won't warn, and they'll say, oh, this was too dark for me. So mm-hmm. there's no expecting what different types of things people read.
Right. Well, what I want to do is take a quick break, and then we're going to continue our conversation with Janet Sketchley, author of A Year of Tenacity. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Thank you. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Inheritance from the Vision CD by Jay Calder. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue a conversation with author Janet Sketchley. You've just released the book, Tenacity, A Year with Tenacity, which is came from your blog in that. How long has your Tenacity blog been going?
It's been a little over 9 years now. It was 9 years in March 2017.
So what started you? What got you on the road to starting doing a blog?
Well, as I was getting into writing, and by this time I'd been working on novels and hadn't yet published, but I knew I needed some kind of a platform, and blogging at that point was still new enough that they were saying, well, you've got to, everybody who's a writer has to have a blog. And I know that for fiction writers, usually you're supposed to have a blog that relates somehow to your topic, but I didn't have thoughts that way. The other thing that I wanted to share were devotional thoughts. So I started, well, I'll do a blog. And every week, through my daily readings or prayer times, the Lord would give me something that I could share as a devotion. And so Tenacity as a website began with the blog of weekly devotions. And then I added in book reviews and other things along the way. But that weekly devotional, that was it. I knew that was going to happen every week, and sometimes it would get right down to the Tuesday night before the Wednesday post.
Mm-hmm.
And I still might not have anything, but I'd know, okay, God has always done this, and as long as He gives me something, I will share it, and when He doesn't, I won't. So every week, without fail, it was there until it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
So now there are no more weekly devotionals. The blog is still ongoing with reviews and other things, but mm-hmm. I guess that was a season.
Well, what made you decide to take some of the devotionals that were on the blog and compile it and put it into a year long devotional book?
It was something I've been thinking about, oh, probably for a year or so before I started it, and I started it, oh, 6-8 months before the daily new devotional stopped coming to me. I just realized, I have quite a few of these, and what could I do with them in terms of a book? People who like daily devotions or even weekly devotions, they don't want to keep going back to find them online. It's one thing to subscribe and have them come as emails.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that I had all this accumulated material that nobody was really going to be able to take advantage of or make use of. So I thought, well, let's put it in a book. And I had originally thought, well, I'll do short books on different topics of, you know, subtopics of devotions, you know, like identity or fear. But I thought, no, I'll just do a year-long one. And I had, by the time I weeded through, because some wouldn't work, what I had chosen, I had just the right amount to do a 365-day, plus there's a bonus, so it's mm-hmm. really 366 devotionals in the book.
So how did you choose which posts were going to be going into the blog and which wouldn't?
Well, some of them were too personal, which is funny because they've been online, but I didn't. It's not about me. So if it was really about, well, this is what God showed me today, that probably wasn't going to make it into the book because I would feel like it was more a memoir
mm-hmm.
type piece. I didn't put seasonal pieces in because I wanted to make this a book that you could pick up any time of the year and start and then not feel guilty if you got behind.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't put seasonal pieces in. If there was something that was very time sensitive, I probably wouldn't put that in either, or I would rework it so that it would still be relevant to anyone reading it later.
Mm-hmm. In saying you reworked it, did you rework some of the pieces that you went into the blog, went into the book, from what you had originally written in the blog?
I would say every single one of them. Now, sometimes it was just very minor, like on the blog, each devotional starts with a scripture, has my thoughts, and ends with a prayer. And on the blog, I aimed the prayers to be, like I would say, Father, I'm glad you know our weaknesses and help us to do this and help us to grow. In the book, where it's just one person reading, I thought I would change that. So they're all personalized.
Right.
Father, help me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one change. But I found all writing can improve with editing.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as I had prepared the blog posts before I put them up, with the clarity of looking at them from after time had passed, I could see ways that I could tighten or reword or sharpen. And some of my, I have three really good beta readers who helped me by looking at an earlier version of the book. And they'd give me feedback of, well, I didn't quite understand this.
Mm-hmm.
Change it. So yeah, I'd say they've all got quite a bit of editing fingerprints on them.
Okay. When you're looking at, when you're going past and going through the posts and that, were there any entries that you kind of, you know, really were drawn back to as sort of as favorites?
I can't name you any specific, but I can tell you that the biggest part of redoing this book has been how the Lord has spoken to me again. Because these are all things that he'd said, sort of shown me, and I thought, well, I'll share, and some people related to them. But as I was going through the editing process, reading them again and again, and then even just proofreading again, I had a very strong sense of, yes, I've learned this, but I need to remember it, and I need to continue to apply it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess in topics of identity in Christ and in topics of anxiety and trust, those would probably be the key topics. But I was actually away at a week-long Bible study. I just want to quickly shout out to them. It's InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, and they do Mark East, Mark Central, and Mark West. It's a week-long Bible study, mm-hmm. of part of the book of Mark or Genesis. And we were just immersed in Bible study all the while we were there in prayer. And at the same time, when there was free time, I was doing the final copy edit for this book. And so just being immersed in already this spiritual level and then reading the different posts and wondering, well, God, why did you bring me here this week? And a lot of what I think I was there for is he would show me from my own blog posts that I was rereading, well, this is what I taught you, he'd be saying.
Yeah.
Pay attention and remember it. So it's a book I'm going to be going through again myself. That sounds kind of egotistical maybe, but it's stuff I need to learn, and I still need to keep learning it.
Well, let's look at the flip side. You mentioned that there were some posts that you didn't put in, you know, seasonal ones and different things. Were there any blog posts that you wish you could have included, but for whatever reason you couldn't?
Well, I do plan. I don't have a lot of seasonal ones. I have 12 Christmas posts that I may yet put out as an ebook, a free ebook for the holidays. So I'd kind of like to do something with that. But in terms of actually regretting what's not in, some of the posts that I felt were too memoir-focused or me-focused had content that I would like to share, because I think we need to share what we're learning, because other people are often on the same same journey. So I don't know what I'm going to do with those, but I've saved them, and I would like to find a way to share them and make them useful.
Well, let's take one final break, and then we're going to come back and finish our conversation with A Year of Tenacity author Janet Sketchley. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to A Longing Fulfilled from Jay Calder's Vision CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with author Janet Sketchley. Janet, you mentioned that you had a couple of beta readers that were going through the book, and I know that the book has just been released. What are you hoping that readers are going to come away with as they go through Year with Tenacity?
One big hope I have is just that the establishment of the pattern and the habit of daily or nearly every day time with the Lord. Although I know that a lot of people who will pick up a year-long devotional book, they're already people who have that habit. So I guess the maintaining of it, growing closer to the Lord, able to recognize mm-hmm. He wants to teach us, and developing a confidence in Him.
What's been the reaction to it so far?
It's quite new, so I haven't really had a lot of reaction. I was very surprised and pleased by the turnout at my book launch. I did a physical launch last week, and I look at a year-long devotional book, and I figure most people want that to start in January.
Mm-hmm.
I deliberately dated each day as day one, day two, day three. I didn't put dates on, so a person can start any time, but I was quite surprised at the number of people who were picking it up and saying, oh, I want to dive right into this now. So I've had some people read a few days at a time, and I'm trying to say, well, no, just read one a day, because you let it soak in a little better that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, I was quite pleased, although I suppose a devotional book makes a nice gift book.
Mm-hmm.
So that was probably some of the purchases, but I actually sold out at the book launch, so
wow.
That was not expected.
So what's next on the agenda for you?
I am working on a Christian mystery series tentatively called The Green Dory Inn. It's going to be set in a fictional B&B just outside Lunenburg, Nova Scotia. I'm well into the plotting and the pondering on that. I actually have an introductory novella written, but I don't want to do anything more with it until I have the first novel completed, because the novella leads into it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how can people find out more information about you or about your books?
Easiest thing to do would be to go to my website, which is janetsketchley.ca, janetsketchley.ca. That has my books, it has all the blog posts, devotions, reviews, and everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Janet, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you for taking time to chat, Robert. It's been good.
Yep. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Janet Sketchley. And if you've missed a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter at @SayLaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.